From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today, an 8-year-old Chinese girl completed a run of epic proportions. In 55 days, she has run 2,212 miles. The journey is conceived as a tribute to next year's Beijing Olympics, and it is sparking accusations of child abuse against her father, who's her trainer. NPR's Louisa Lim reports on the final stage of her run through the streets of Beijing.
Her pink sneakers pounding along the road, this is the equivalent of Zhang Huimin's lap of glory. But her very achievement means this tiny, skinny 8-year-old in her orange T-shirt and shorts is running straight into a storm of controversy.
I want to run to the moon. I love running because it's really fun for me.
This child, nicknamed Little Monkey, hasn't made it to the moon. But her journey has been almost as ambitious. As she runs, she sings a communist children's song, I Love Beijing's Tiananmen Square. This morning marked the symbolic end to her journey to the Chinese capital. She's pounded the tarmac all the way from China's southernmost tip in Hainan Island. She's covered about 40 miles a day and worn out 20 pairs of running shoes in pursuit of a dream.
I want to be an Olympic champion, the champion of long-distance running.
I'm happy, I'm healthy, I'm a little Olympic athlete, she yells while running. But many are asking if that's really her dream or the dream of her father and coach. When asked if she was happy to have arrived in Beijing, the 8-year-old's immediate reaction is telling, as is her own correction.
I'm too excited for words because I've finished my task. I mean, I've realized my dream.
Slow down, shouts her father, Zhang Jianmin, who's accompanied her mostly on an electric bicycle. He devised his daughter's strenuous training schedule, waking her up at 2:30 every morning to run. He sustains her along the way with stories, games, a drink made out of milk, powder and eggs, and snacks of raisins and beef jerky. She started running at just 3 years old, and at first he upped the distances slowly. But her father says now she's driven by her own determination.
Last year, she started increasing the distances herself. She ran further and further. On one day alone, she added more than a mile and a half. I was worried she'd be too sore the next day, but she was self-confident and said, no way. As parents, we can only support her. Her gifts are beyond my expectation.
Her gifts are certainly gaining a lot of attention, and the little girl enters Tiananmen Square trailed by a sizable and out-of-breath pack of journalists. In the run-up to next year's Olympics, her father sees this Uber marathon as a tribute to the spirit of the Games.
I think it's an example of the Olympic spirit. Talking about Olympic spirit is no use. You have to just get out there and do it. And even if she pays the price with her life in the pursuit of this belief, then it's a worthy act.
Welcome to the flag-raising ceremony on Tiananmen Square.
Arriving by the Olympic countdown clock, her father knows he has plenty of detractors who believe his behaviour underlines the wrong sort of Olympic spirit. Experts have warned her bone growth could be damaged, as well as her joints and muscles. And many, like Chen Shiyi from the China Association of Sports Medicine, see the tiny distance runner as a symbol of the failings of China's massive sports machine.
China's sports system has long concentrated on training athletes from a very young age. And by the time these athletes should be winning gold medals, their careers are already over because they were forced to overexercise at a young age. The injuries will hit her in 2 or 3 years.
As she watches the flag-raising ceremony on Tiananmen Square, this little girl probably has little idea of the national controversy her run has created, and it may not be over yet. Her father is now talking of another, even more risky ultramarathon, from the peaks of Tibet all the way to Shanghai. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.